Hi, it's another Outside the Box, and the sixth in a series on lesser known, but still very hurtful kinds of discrimination. Today's topic is speciesism. During gardening season, I often kill hundreds or thousands of slugs, snails, and insects that are eating the plants in my garden. Is this mass murder? Or is it okay, because humans have a right to do this? What about killing and eating chickens, deer, pigs, and cows? Are humans a superior species, which may give them the right to kill or exploit other animals? Are animals here on Earth to serve humans? Or because we're just one among many species in the living world, do other creatures deserve equal rights and respect? Speciesism is defined as discrimination in favor of one species, usually humans, over another or many others, generally for the purpose of mistreatment or exploitation. Another definition is that other living things are deemed inferior and can be used for human benefit, even if it means their suffering and death. Speciesism means that some animals are used for food, since we don't normally eat other humans, or, like pets, exist primarily to suit human needs. Others are considered pests and killed en masse. Many are tortured or killed during experiments testing products for human health or cosmetics. Others are endangered, like whales or wolves, or have disappeared altogether, like the passenger pigeon. Critics of speciesism compare it to racism or sexism, where some humans consider other humans less than equal. But is the comparison legitimate? One is human to human, the same species, while the other is human to mouse, or cow, or slug, or dog. Are animal welfare organizations an effective way to protect animals? They appear to oppose speciesism. But if humans work for a healthy deer herd, so hunters can then kill them, or if we find homes for cats and dogs, only so they can be companions for humans. Maybe we as humans care about our welfare more than theirs. Some humans proudly claim that they are a speciesist. We're special, they say. Many cite religious beliefs, such as in the book of Genesis, where humans are to, quote, rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds in the sky, and over the cattle and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, end quote. We have much more intelligence than other creatures, they say, and we have morals, language, and the soul. But if we're so much smarter than animals, why are we humans killing the planet and destroying other species every day? At least other species aren't trying to conquer nature. We are. Exploiting other species, and many humans as well, hardly qualifies as moral behavior. We do have language, but so do other species, and if we don't understand, and even if we don't understand what they're saying. And as for a soul, who can prove that? Various authors and animal rights activists, such as Tom Regan and Peter Singer, argue for the rights of all animals. All creatures are sentient beings, Singer says. They all feel pain and have emotions. They all have a right to life and to respect, just as we humans do. Do you believe humans are a superior species? Is it okay to eat other species and use them for our benefit? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to find a moral and reciprocal relationship between non-human living things in my garden and in my life.